Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Peah. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Mishnah Hey says, Shnei Amarim Shecha Ushlosha Einan Shecha. Two apparently forgotten sheaves fall under the category of forgotten sheaves in that the poor can take them, but three do not. Shnei Hutznei Pishtin Shecha. Two bundles of flax are shecha, ushlosha einan shecha, and three are not. Shnei gargarim peret, ushlosha einan peret. And two grapes are gleanings, but three are not. Shnei shibalin leket, ushlosha einan leket. Two ears are considered gleanings, and three are not gleanings. Elu kedivrei Beis Hillel. This is the opinion of Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai say that three go to the poor, but four the owner retains ownership of. Let's look in the Barton Oro. Hotzne Pishtin, Kamosha Nekar HaPishtin, Min Hasade, Nikra Hotzne, Shaomed Kamo Hotzin. These things of flax, when they are uprooted from the field, are called Hotznin. So I think it's explaining the meaning of the word, why Pishtin is called Hotznei. If we take a quick look from here over into the Tosfos Yontiv, Umarike Shahazriu, and this is talking about when the flax has seeds. Ba'az hu ochel adam kede'isa b'baba basra, because when it has seeds, then it's considered human food, as we see over in Baba Basra. Aval shar pishtin lo shayich be'shecha. But other flax, the law of shecha doesn't apply because it's not a food item, and this only applies to something edible. Back in the Barton Uro, shnei gargarim, anavim, grapes. Elu kedivrei Beis Hillel, and this is the opinion of Beis Hillel. V'tamayahu mishum dechsiv, and their reason is because it says, and it quotes a pasuk in the 19th chapter of Vayikra, la'ani v'lager tazov osam, leave them over for the poor and the stranger. Chad la'ani v'chad lager hare shnayim. So one for the poor and one for the stranger, that's two. So two go to shecha, but three are not shecha. Obey shamay omre, shlosha la'aniyim v'arba labal bayis. But Beis Shammai say that three go for the poor, and four are retained by the Baal HaBayis, Tichsev, and he quotes a different pasuk from the 24th chapter of Devarim, Lager liyasim lomana yiyeh, that it should be for the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, Hare shlosha laniyim, so that's three for the poor. So back into the Tosfos Yontiv. Klomar de Beis Hillel svare kivan de bechad kra kolol yasum va'almana kechada. Beis Hillel feels that since one verse combines the orphan and the widow into a single person, v'kari lehu ani, just as the poor, lomar de shnayim havi shecha, that tells us that two is shecha. Ubeis Shammai svare adaraba, and Beis Shammai feel the opposite, lahachi partinhu bekra. They feel that the two is expanded into three in order to tell us that three is shecha. So they both have the same verses to interpret, they just happen to interpret them differently. Mishnah Vav. Ha'omer sheyesh bo sa'asayim v'shacho, a sheaf of two sa'a. That's a measure, it's pretty large. So if it's sasaya, meaning it's two sa'a, and he forgot it, eno shecha. That is not considered a forgotten sheaf because of its huge size. Shnei amarem uvahem sasayim. If there are two sheaves that collectively equal sasayim, two sa'a, Rabban Gamliel omer labal habayis, v'chachamim omerim la'aniyim. Rabban Gamliel says the owner retains ownership of it, but chachamim say no, if he forgets two that equal sasayim together, they go to the poor. Amar Rabban Gamliel. So Rabban Gamliel asked the Rabbanan, V'chi me'rov ha'marim yupi koach shel baal habayis, ohura kocho. Does having more sheaves in the equation increase or decrease the right of ownership of the baal habayis? We just saw, two go to the poor, three stay with the baal habayis, or three stay with the poor, and four go to the baal habayis. So we see, generally speaking, the more sheaves in the equation, the more likely it is that the owner retains ownership. Amrulo, yupi kocho. So the Rabbanan say, of course, the more sheaves in the equation, the more likely the owner is to retain ownership. Amar lahem uma'im bezman shehu omer echad ubosa sayim v'shacho eno shecha. He says, so if one sheaf that has a sayim, that has two sa'a in it, doesn't go to the poor, it stays in the owner's domain, wouldn't you say that it's only fair that two sheaves, because we're increasing the number of sheaves that have sayim in them, isn't it only fair that he should get to keep those two? Amru lo. The rabbis answered Rabban Gamliel, lo, no. If you're going to say this about one giant sheaf, which is like a pile unto itself, are you going to say this about two sheaves that are just like bundles? Okay, so let's take a look in the Bart Nuro. Ha'omer sheyesh bo sasayim eino shicha. A sheaf that has sasayim, it's that big, isn't considered shicha. Dechsiv, lo soshuv lekachto, don't go back to take it. Omer sha'ata yochel lehagbia kulo ka'achas. This is referring to a sheaf that one is able to take in a single grasping. Ulaseisoso al katpo, and he's able to just, you know, grab it up and toss it on his shoulder. It excludes this sheaf, which is so big, sasayim, that's its measure, that you're not able to just scoop it up at one time. So Rabban Gamliel asked, doesn't more sheaves make it better? Omru lo yopi kocho. They said, yeah, it increases his strength. Kedamrinan shnayim shecha shlosha einan shecha. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, that two sheaves are considered forgotten and the poor can take them. Three are not considered forgotten. Lo ima marta ba'omer echad shehu kegadish. If you say it by one giant sheaf, which is like a pile, dinhu she'omer echad sheyesh bo sasayim lo hi yeshecha. It's appropriate that a sheaf that has sasayim in it isn't considered shecha, b'mnei shehu kegadish, because it's like a pile. Ve'ein shayach shecha begadish. And the law of a forgotten sheaf doesn't apply by a pile. Tomer b'shnei amurim, would you say it by two sheaves? Shehem kamo shar amarim katanim, which are like other smaller sheaves? Kekrichos, they're like krichos, which are agudos katanos. They're like small bundles. That is the end of Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Join us tomorrow when we will be continuing this chapter with Mishnayos Zion and Ches.